Good evening.
Good evening.
Shall we get started?
I suppose. Be okay.
Okay. And I think we're starting on 403 or is 4?
4.
Lashemihu kuchabrihu ishkinte bitkilu urhimu utkilu utkilu urhimu leakta lashem yurhe bovave the Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah vayhino amadunai elohim olay maasei yadenu kananei elohim maasei yadenu kananehu Psuk 404 in section 36 of Parasha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. Vata achidach v'yamar lule Hashem ezrata li kimat shachna duma nafshi tana bame zakan Yisrael dila natate legahi no gehi nom kishar amin akom Wilayit masran fi yedoi didu ma bahayat. The translation. Another continued the discussion with the verse. Unless Hashem had been myself, my soul would soon dwell in silence. The Hebrew word is duma. We have learned why Israel are saved from going down to Gehinnom. Unlike idol-worshipping nations, and are not handed over to the hands of Duma, who is the governor of Gehinnom. They have merited because of the sign of the covenant. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I didn't realize Duma meant silence because we've associated him with an angel in charge of governor of Gehinnom.
And that is correct, but the name Duma means silence.
Mm-hmm. So basically, that with the sign of the covenant, with the Brit, and I would suppose with women, it includes women as well as men, that
yes, it does.
When we transgress or sin, and we do teshuva, and have the, you know, and are part of the sign of the covenant. It made me realize why in Pirkei Avot it's, you know, it usually states almost in every chapter that all will have a part in the world to come. So because of the importance of the covenant. The circumcision.
If one is guarding the circumcision, then one is a righteous person, and a righteous person does not have to stay in Gehinnom.
Mm-hmm.
Or that righteous person, if he still has something left to do, will reincarnate. But he will not have to be cleansed by going to Gehinnom. There aren't a lot of words spoken in Gehinnom as the understanding of Duma.
Well, didn't we learn that you know what when you go to Gahinon, you know what you did. Whereas while you're here on the earth, you have a hard time sometimes knowing what you did.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And since you know what you did, there's no need to speak about it. You just mm-hmm. experience what the cleansing is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 405.
When, let me ask a question here before you do. When
sure.
it's called using the words idol worship nations, does that mean other religions?
Not necessarily. All of the 70 nations are idol worshippers. But in our generation, they've all combined into the three basic religions, or maybe 26 basic religions. Depends on how you number it. But it's referring, when it says idol worshipping nations, it's talking about the 70 nations, which basically at the time, at the beginning, they didn't think of Hashem as united as one. And that's what the teaching of the children of Israel is all about. Is that clear or confusing?
Well, I know years ago, it was thought of as Christianity as being as an idol worship nation. And then after about, let's say, maybe 15 or 20 years after I converted, it was like that thought changed.
No, it hasn't changed.
Well, you don't hear it preached anymore, let me put it that way.
Well,
and by preached, I don't mean from the pulpit. I just mean in general. You just don't hear it spoken.
You don't hear it. That's correct.
Yeah.
Because we're living among them in a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Muslim religion is not an idol-worshipping religion. Christianity is an idol-worshipping religion. Buddhism and Hinduism are idol-worshipping religions. Zoroastrian is an idol-worshipping religion. You know, it's, you have a whole bunch of... But basically, at the beginning, all 70 nations were idol-worshippers.
Okay, I think we can go on.
Okay. Verse 405. Dehakitana bishata bibarnash nafik me alma kamat chavile hearing itfakam aleya zikifin eina bechaman. I at the who kayama tiku chabri who it parshan neya vela it ya have be a doy to do ma venahata legehi nom the call man to eat messar be do. Nahet lageshi nom vadai. The translation. Because we have learned that when a person passes from this world, hordes of klipot fall upon him to hurt him. But when they hold up their eyes and see this sign, which is the sacred covenant, they leave him and he is not handed over to the hands of Duma. To be taken down to Gehinnom. Whoever is handed over to his hand shall definitely go down to Gehinnom. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions,
okay,
comments?
I would think that the hordes of Klipah is the negative system trying to suck out whatever light is still left as the person
Correct.
Passed. Okay. I read something in just the last few days. Could it be from the Idra? What's it called? Idra Suit? I found that handout. I evidently had last year put it in to be able to read again. Before, I think, Hoshana Rabbah. I'm not sure, but anyway, it said that fire surrounds our body, that protects us from that, the negative klipa trying to suck any energy that's still, or any light that's still surrounding us. Do you remember? Maybe it was Tikkun Zohar. I don't know. I try to catch up and I read a little bit and then I have to put it down and do something else. And,
Tikkun Zohar. And I do remember vaguely that statement earlier in the Tikkun Zohar.
Okay, that's probably.
Because fire represents passion. But mm-hmm. if your passion is to the love of Hashem, there's no, you're not going to be subjected to the negative system.
Mm-hmm. I may have read that having something to do with Rabbi Shimon when he passed. When he,
Rabbi Shimon passed. There was a fire that was surrounding his house, and those who were allowed inside the fire were studying with Rabbi Shimon, and those who were not could not pass to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically the light that he was revealing on the last day of his life, because a righteous person reveals all that he did not reveal in his lifetime, he reveals on that last day, and it's a very passionate, very, very burning light. If you don't have the vessel for it, it's very difficult to stay around the person who's dying.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to die anymore, so.
Yeah, so I wonder, though, if the soul, knows this is going on, that the Klipot is trying to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The soul is very much aware that it's leaving, that it knows what's going on with the Klipot, and we're talking about righteous people.
Mm-hmm.
The Benoni won't leave the body, and the negative person won't leave the body until the Shekhinah, the light of the Shekhinah, comes to entice the soul to leave the body. But we're talking about the Ruach. The Neshama leaves when it knows that it's time to leave. When the body stops, the neshama is left. But the ruach will stay connected to the body unless the light of the Shekhinah attracts it to leave.
Well, if a female is passing And it's saying that when they see the sign of the covenant, they're not handed over. But what about the female? What are they just aware that it's a female soul?
Are they just what?
Are they just aware that this is a female soul?
Yes, they're aware it's a female soul, and they know that they have to go to Gehinnom to be cleansed. But in this generation, when females are studying the Torah, they're going through the same experience, and they have a brit. It's built in, they have the inner brit in all females, but if they have abused it, that will also show.
Okay. Is the inner and the, what was the other word we used the other day that almost meant inner?
Pinimi means the inner.
Okay.
Pinimi is light. Or pinimi is the Turk phrase.
Okay.
So I'm going on to verse 406.
Okay.
Umei hai at bechalin ilayin v'tatayin v'dinin bishin la'shaltin be'yabavar. Nash ihu zakelin ture leya leya lehai at begin tehu it achid bishma dekucha barichu. The translation: the upper and lower beings are afraid of this sign and do not inflict evil judgments on the men who preserve it, because by doing so, he becomes united with the name of the Holy One, blessed be he. And my commentary is that this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No, it's pretty, it's clear. Right at first, I had to look at the word he to see who it was referring to make sure that it was the
right
man and not the beings, but it looks like it's the person rather than the upper and lower beings.
Right. We don't have enough time to get through 407, so.
Okay. Well, I think we just didn't realize how important that Brit was.
Oh, we haven't even gotten there.
I know.
I haven't even been able to complete it. I still have like 30 verses to complete.
Okay, I told you I didn't have time to put in the notes that I had, but I can put in the source. I could do that and say, refer to such and such.
Well, there's no need. We'll just do it tonight as part of the class because it's Rosh Chodesh tonight. So.
Okay. Have you put the handout yet on the website?
Yeah, I have already.
Okay, because
it's on the Unique Astrological Times link.
Okay, because I had checked earlier and it wasn't there, because I usually send it to two people.
Right.
They don't get listed. You know, they don't listen to class, but they do like getting the handouts. Okay.
As I said, I just did it today, about 5 minutes, for this class. So it's
okay,
there.
Well, Okay, I did get to edit your new part. It's very good. I'm glad you put it in.
It's a good teaching.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See you tonight. Thank you.
You be well.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. You know, you can let us know you're there from time to time.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt. Y'all were talking.
I understand. But when I'm about to start a verse, you can say, I'm here.
Okay, I'll do that then.
I'll talk to you soon. Shalom
to all.
Bye-bye.